Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? Mike and I are chilling at the lake today, and we want to invite you up as well as we're hanging out at Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville. Mike, we're at the Landshark Bar. What a beautiful day out here, man.
Yes, a perfect way to start the day with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Day-day, and Slim did a nice job, by the way, because the lake is packed. And this is like the last weekend for folks to get it in. For a lot of folks, Carl, before our kids going back to high school around Georgia, and a great job, our engineering crew, to get this stuff on air and get the show on the road.
Yeah, man, I got here and I was walking up and a guy literally, that you know, they got jet skis from Reno and all this stuff up here. And I said, how you guys doing? They were like, it's a beautiful day, man, great day. And I was like, okay. they had all the jet skis out there, but nobody was on them. Right. But yeah, man, it is a pretty day out here. We've been telling you guys the reason we're out here. If you're going, Dukesville, I don't understand. Last Friday, guys, without football, from this point on, until February, we're going to have football on Fridays, whether it's Friday Night Lights, whether it's college football, whether it's the NFL, and we know football is back. We've been talking about it and celebrating it going back to Falcons camp all week long. But, Mike, as we left the show last night, and thanks to everybody who came out to Hooters, we will be back up there next week, Monday, Tuesday, Hooters, Mall of Georgia, so come through. But everybody who came through yesterday, thank you guys. We leave the show yesterday, and I think the biggest thing was we're sitting there 5 minutes to go until the trade deadline. And then, obviously, we get home and we realize the Braves, there were no last-minute deals. Nobody got moved. And then Alex Anthopoulos spoke about it. And the idea that, you know, most of us felt like, okay, if there was anybody that might be traded, it was going to be Marcell Ozuna. Alex Anthopoulos says they didn't even really shop him. He never really went to him to talk about a potential trade. And so now, and I think Braves fans, I don't know how you feel, Braves country, about this. Some people are upset that we didn't try to add to this team, Mike, moving into next season. Some people are not upset and don't care. How are you feeling about this?
I mean, look, John Schuerholz said it famously like about 30 years ago. It takes two to tango. You know, if you're going to make a deal, you got to have another team on board. And you're not going to make a deal just for make a deal's sake. I mean, they want to get something in return. But I do think when a guy is leaving and you're not going to be able to get him probably re-signed next year, I don't know what their intentions are with Ozuna. We're of the opinion he's going to walk.
I agree.
And he's going to make more money elsewhere. Well, you got to get something for him. If it's an arm, okay, dude, you got to get something. But again, Alex, and I'm not saying he's fibbing, but he said he can't force a trade, and said that a lot of folks understand that people think we should do so and so, get this guy back or that guy back. He goes, unfortunately, out of respect to all parties, he can't divulge. Now that's always a bit of an out for all general managers in all sports. We were this close. I can't tell you what team A or B was going to do. And you'd be mad at me if I did. No, not really. The season's lost. Ozuna's a lame duck. Should have made a trade. But Alex says there was nobody interested. Padres were the team that was linked, Carl, and they basically traded everybody else for all the other moves they made.
Yeah, here's the deal. Knowing Alex as we do, guys, if he's not getting something in return of value and certainly a player that he can control or the team has control over for the next 3 to 4 years, he's not going to do it. Guys, the Padres have a really good farm system. And they didn't come out of any of their top 10 guys, prospects-wise, in any of the deals they made. So my guess is, even if Ozuna was on the table, AA was like, okay, here are the prospects that I potentially want. And the Padres may have said no. Either way, he says they were not interested in dumping players and trying to shed money on a contract. And I said this to you guys yesterday. We're not in the business now of shedding contracts just to save money. Mike keeps talking about spending more money to make this team better. We're already top 10 in payroll. There's no reason to think that, oh, if we drop a few players, it's going to help us next season. The investment next season has to be smart investment with starting pitching And then, Mike, you've got to go help this everyday lineup. It's got to look a little bit different next season. Right. I don't know what that's going to look like, but that also is going to entail some spending. We can't get B and C players and expect to be back in the World Series next year.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. I mean, the reality that this run, as you said yesterday, you know, you asked Grant, Grant wouldn't take the bait that this run is over. But unless you go spend some money next year, this run is over. Because the guys that you banked on to be good have been terrible. And it wasn't overnight. Last year was kind of a harbinger of what this year was going to be.
A sample.
You saw a bunch of guys struggle. Ozzie missed last season, half of it. Then he couldn't hit. You know, we've talked about Money Harris. He's unfortunately very streaky at best. He's only been able to hit in basically half a season. And these are the guys you're committed to. Now, Ozzie is cheap. You know, Ozzie's easy to bring him back next year and hope you can fix him. And they probably will. Shortstop, I mean, you got a nice guy that can, you know, that can play the position, but you're not getting any offensive surge from that position.
That's got to be addressed.
That's got to be addressed, you know. And then, you know, Jurickson Profar, I mean, a full season of him, okay, maybe that'll be just a thing. But this team has really got some fundamental flaws. Not to mention, the big issue is you don't even have an idea what your pitching rotation looks like next year.
No.
I mean, you know what it would be on paper.
Right.
But you've got guys that haven't been starters and they break down, or guys that have never been starters for this many games and they break down. So why don't you go invest in some proven pieces to complement what you have?
I love it, and I've gotten this already from Braves fans. Dukes, the pitching rotation will be fine next year. And I'm like,
you know what? That's a fantasy.
Well, and I say to them, Mike, I say, why? And they immediately go, well, Sale will be back. Okay. Strider's still available. He's healthy. He's going to pitch on Saturday.
That's two guys.
Correct. The rest of this lineup, guys, I'm not sure about. You act as if we had five starters that you wholeheartedly trusted. The two guys going into this season that we trusted were Sale and Strider. Everybody else was vying for a job, and they had to prove it and show it. And so I felt like, as I was answering this one guy, I said, look, I hear you. To Mike's point, on paper, it looks like, okay, the rotation is going to be okay. I cannot go into spring training with my fingers crossed, hoping that all these guys are going to be back healthy. And for example, pitching, even Schwellenbach, pitching as well as he was, and that you're going to be able to count on him. I think those guys are fighting for jobs, but you got to bring in some top-notch guys. 404-726-0929 it is. Our text line, find us on social media, guys, as we broadcast live from Lake Lanier Islands. Margaritaville, Land Shark Bar is where we're broadcasting from. We're right outside, man, on the patio, so come through if you're up here. We've been telling you for the last few weeks we're going to be up here.
I need one.
It's great.
I need a Land Shark. Right now.
Well,
like stat.
Where's the?
Yeah, I mean, she just came. There's a lovely family over here. We're subjecting them to Dukesonville. Where are you guys from?
Hey, man.
Where are y'all from?
Richmond,
oh, wow. Virginia. All
That's
right,
awesome.
Man.
Well, welcome.
Go.
Welcome.
How y'all doing?
Hope you guys are having a good time.
Right.
They're like, we're getting this extra, man. We didn't know we were paying for
a
radio show.
And for the folks that are listening at home, this is a beautiful family. This is one of those families. It looks like when you buy a picture frame, them would come with it. You know, it's a very nice family.
Well, that might be the family, Mike. That's probably why they're here.
Yeah.
They might be here because of that.
Right.
But we're hanging out, man. We're going to be here until 6. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Atlanta's number one station, of course, and it's number one sports show, guys. The Braves conversation is front and center, and again, if you have a thought or two, we'd love to hear it. The thing that I did not buy into, and look, I'm big into what you don't say. And when you tell me we're going to be conservative and careful, what you're telling me is you're not going to play him like you normally would.
Right.
So for everybody that got excited yesterday, see, Dukes, they are going to play Ronald Acuña. No, he's using language to make you feel better about the fact that they are not going to risk their best player. I said shut him down. Alex is not going to come on the air and say, we're shutting him down.
Hey, guys, if you want to come see Ronald Acuña at the ballpark, you can't.
Correct.
And so he may sign some autographs. He'll come down the first baseline, say hi to the kids. That's it. Look, at the end of the day, this is a business, and they don't want to basically tell your customers you're not going to get the full, you know, you're paying full price. And by the way, price is going up next year for some season ticket holders, and you're not going to get the full show. So that's where it stands. The reality is they're going to manage it, probably DH him some. But you got to.
He's not going to play every game.
Guys, if you think
every
this
series.
And if you think this year was bad, Carl, I mean, I know the knock, of course, is you did win a World Series in 21 without Ronald Acuña, but when nobody else is hitting, okay, and then Ronald Acuña is knocked out and becomes Mike Trout moving forward, missing 50, 60 games every year, come on, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, and so I love the statement, but calm down, as if he is going to be out there. There's just no reason. And if anybody knows that, it's Braves management. Hey, man, coming up, we are going to talk some Falcons as well. Jesse Bates, will hear from him as he joined the morning shift yesterday. And for those who missed that interview, very good stuff. Jesse's also, he's just so quality, man. Every time we get a chance to talk to him, I'm always impressed. I try to bust his chops, and he never gives in because he's just so focused. But he knows what this season means, not only for himself, but for this team. And, Mike, he's one of the leaders. I mean, we said it yesterday, and we didn't even get into it because we got into this Brave stuff. Jesse Bates, guys, for you Madden players out there, you gamers like me,
right.
Highest-rated safety on Madden. That means he's the best safety in the league, right? That's the guys that do this, and every year – players get upset about their Madden ratings. I can't believe I'm not rated higher. Well, he's not the only Falcon that's on the game, obviously, but the highest-rated safety is saying a lot about what the NFL community, Mike, and his peers think about him.
I know that a lot of guys, you know, think, well, what does this matter? It's just a video game. The players take this stuff really seriously. You know, for years we used to joke around. Guys, you know, players don't like to talk about fantasy football because they feel like they're just a piece of meat. But, man, they do get hung up on the Madden ratings. That's for darn sure. And Jesse Bates, as you said, 95 makes him the best safety. Bijan Robinson, now some would say he's a little low at 92 when it comes to Madden rating, considering he's one of the top three or four running backs in the league.
I think that's disrespectful. He should have been a 95. Right.
Drake London was a top five wide receiver. He comes in at 91. A.J. Terrell's in 89. Jake Matthews, 87. But, again, if you play Madden, again, I haven't had a – you know, Carl makes fun of me. I haven't had a PlayStation since Mike Vick was on the cover. That was a PlayStation 2. But the Madden game
that's
is 20 out.
20 years, bro.
You know, Kyle Pitts comes in at 81. Sounds about right. We'll see. I mean, certainly we've got high hopes for some of these other players out there. And maybe next year he'll be a 90.
Yeah.
And that would mean he's kicking butt.
And by the way, I don't know about you guys because it's just a time thing for me. It's like a release. But I will play with the Falcons this season as I do every year. And just like real life, I've been let down in the Madden game for some reason or other. But I will choose them and play a season with them. But my seasons go a lot longer than most people because you can go through a season if you're sitting there playing. But I'll play 1 week, you know, one game, and it may be a week or two before I play another game. But I do want to see the real comparisons because sometimes I get mad at the game, Mike. Like Bijan, I'm like, no, Bijan could have made that cut. He should be in the end zone. And, like, they don't allow it on the game. Like, you can't do some of the things we see in real life. But it's as realistic as they can possibly make it. But I'm just telling you guys, the ratings do matter. And the fact that Jesse, and you'll hear him coming up here at around 240, talking about the importance of guys on this team and what he feels like this defense can be, he's going to be front and center in all of this. And Mike and I joked with him last time we visited with him as we're live at the Landshark Bar here at Margaritaville, guys. We said every time last year we're sitting in Mercedes-Benz, we're like, man, guys around me, we need a turnover. Boom, Jesse Bates gets a turnover.
Right.
Man, we sure do need to cause a fumble. Jesse Bates punches it out, causes a fumble. Every time it felt like we needed a play to happen defensively, he was involved in it.
You know, the Tampa game is one of those ones we talked about with Jesse. I'm like, were you tickling him? Were you sticking your finger somewhere? I mean, that's one where, I mean, literally, even on the sideline, you know, the Bucs players, nobody had any idea what happened. He takes a guy to the ground, and literally in that split second before the ball, obviously, you know, we know the ground can't cause a fumble.
Right.
But Jesse Bates can cause that fumble, and he did. And you're right, man. He single-handedly, I can think of six games off the top of my head the last 2 years that this guy's won, or games we wouldn't be in without him. Darnell Mooney, by the way. I know you love Darnell. What's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
He might be a little bit low on this Madden ranking. You see that? He comes in at 81, same as Pitts.
Yeah, come on, man. I mean, like,
that don't show my breakaway speed.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not right. It's not fair.
I mean, this guy had five touchdowns. He was 8 yards shy of a 1,000-yard season. I don't know, man. It seems a bit low.
It's a little low. A little low. Hey, man, we are live up here at Lake Lanier Islands. We're coming back. We got a lot to get into. Braves play this afternoon. You're going, why? Well, they got to get to where they're going, Mike.
Yeah, it's kind of a getaway day, even though the series wraps up in Bristol and Motor Speedway, Thunder Valley. It's going to be pretty amazing. Under the lights, and Strider's going to go. Last night was a pretty exciting game, albeit, you know, where we are in the Braves, you know, lot of life.
I missed it all. What happened?
They won in extra innings, Carl. And all the guys that
really?
Guys that you never would have imagined were on this team, you saw them last night when the season began. Huh. You really do need a scorecard to check out a program, to check out who these players are. But that's the way the Braves are rolling through the dog days of August.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cincinnati and the Braves in action right now, bottom of the seventh. But tomorrow, a lot of Braves fans are heading up to Tennessee. Some are already up there to watch that game at the Motor Speedway.
Look, I think it's going to be an amazing experience. We're clowning around because what this could be, what it could have been,
right,
if these guys were hitting and if we were healthy, it looks a lot different. But I think for those of you who are going to just to get a chance to experience one of these opportunities, MLB, they do a great job of this. The Field of Dreams game, Mike, was
right.
Awesome. This is going to be very similar. So Braves fans, Braves country, have fun up there. All right, we're coming back. When we do, the thing I continued to hear last night in a preseason game, it's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.